Now, I have spent a bit of time this week on the Caledonian Hotel at Singleton. Well, now the licensee, the publican, his name is Brad Hill, he's been charged, as he should be. This statement has just been handed to me from New South Wales Police. The licensee of a hotel at Singleton, Brad Hill, has been charged over alleged repeated breaches of public health orders. Since Monday the 11th of October, officers from the Hunter Valley Police District have gone to this pub on George Street, Singleton, on multiple occasions. I'll tell you what I want to do for listeners in that region or travellers. Get me every licensed pub and club in Singleton. Get me a list of the clubs and pubs you can go to in Singleton where they're observing the health orders. We'll give them a free rein. Avoid the Caledonian like the plague. You won't need to at the moment because it's shut down, by the way. It's shut down. So the coppers, in response to reports of breaches by locals of the public health order, included the failure to ensure unvaccinated persons are not on the premises. There were multiple warnings, multiple penalty infringement notices issued to staff, customers over a number of days. Eventually, under Section 11 of the public health orders, they closed the place down. Mick Fuller did it last Saturday. Now, it's supposed to open at midnight tonight. Following further inquiries, police issued a court attendance notice to the legal representative of the pub, a licensee, a 57-year-old man identified as Brad Hill, at 3 o'clock yesterday. He's been charged with two counts of not complying with notice direction, 789 of COVID-19, due to appear at Singleton local court on the 2nd of December. Now, the venue remains closed until midnight tonight. However, if they play up again tomorrow, Wednesday, they'll be shut down for an extended period. And initially, that will be a month. So, I mean, there's another pub up there in the Hunter called the Ellalong Hotel, which was boasting they'd wouldn't follow health orders. Thankfully, I believe police were there yesterday, and now they are all of a sudden complying. And as a result, we give them congratulations. Now, just on Singleton, it appears to me that the bulk of the population will avoid the Caledonian Hotel like a plague, because in Singleton, I've got 95% of people single-dosed. And would you believe they're up by 12%, double dose to 72.7. Well done, Singleton. Ignore the proprietor of that hotel and avoid his hotel, because there are plenty of other venues you can go to in Singleton, licensed clubs and pubs you can attend safely. You can do that safely.